Welcome to Game Preview. The Falcons close out the regular season with an important matchup against the Carolina Panthers with playoff implications on both sides. If the Falcons win, they clinch a playoff spot. If the Panthers win and New Orleans loses, they clinch the NFC South, meaning they would host a home game. So this game is huge for both teams. And before we even get to playoff scenarios, what happens if the Falcons win, lose, all that, we're going to get to the breakdown. And we're going to start with how the Falcons contain Cam Newton, because the last time the Falcons lost the Panthers earlier this season, Cam Newton was the reason why. And, you know, he's one of those guys where, what do you do to stop Cam Newton? We can talk about it all day, but it's so different on game day because he's not like anybody else. And when we were talking to the Falcons players in the locker room about what are you guys going to do differently to stop Cam Newton this time, what we heard the most was it's not just getting him to the ground, it's about containing him, and when you get him to the ground, completing the play. And I think it's a lot easier said than done.
Right? It is, Kelsey, and this is the conversation that all the teams previous coming into this week were trying to say about Cam Newton. He's the key, no question about it. He leads them in rushing. He's a guy that physically gets better as the game goes along. I think you can do some things to Cam early in the game to maybe persuade him not to be as involved in the run game. Hit him early and often. That's something Atlanta has had some success with in the past. Remember the Deion Jones hit last year kind of took him out of his game a little bit. I think that's something they're going to need to do. Now, if he's willing to run the ball and be involved in the run game, which he has been over the last 3 weeks, 39 carries for Cam Newton over the last three. He'd been averaging about 8 or 9 carries per game. He's jumped that up to 13 carries per game, which means he knows he's got to carry some of the load. He, Jonathan Stewart, McCaffrey running the football, but he's the key. And at 6'5", 250, you have to, as you talked about, Kelsey, you have to see him to the ground. Don't assume I threw an arm on him and you're going to get him to the ground. And we talked to Grady Jarrett. We talked to Adrian Claiborne. Some of those guys are going to be trying to fight against this guy. They said, hey, this is a big dude, and you've got to find a way to get a lot of hats of the football, wrap him up, and put him down.
And on the other side of the ball for the Falcons offense, not the showing that they wanted to have against the Saints, but what we've seen over the past couple of weeks with Atlanta's offense is when they're able to get themselves out of those third and long situations, they've been the NFL's best on third down. And when they've been efficient on third down, this offense rolls. And against this Carolina defense, they're going to have to. Why is that?
Well, first of all, the offense is really a pretty good offense when you look at it. Only three teams are ranked in the top 10 in both rushing and passing the football. Atlanta is one of them. The other is New Orleans and the Rams. So they're playing at a high level on offense. They're moving the football. And as you talked about, Kelsey, they moved the ball in this game back in week 9. So the key for this, though, is this is an elite pass rush unit. 49 sacks for Carolina coming to this game. So you need to give yourself a two-way go on third down. So what's that mean? I've got to be successful on first and second down to get myself in those third medium situations. So they have to defend run, too. If you're third and 10, third and 9, third and 11, they're going to kind of forget about the run, pin their ears back, and come after you. And it's a group that really gets after the quarterback. So plant that seed of doubt in there and make sure you find a way to stay on schedule to give yourself an opportunity to maybe run it or throw it.
And as we mentioned before, this is a win and in game for the Falcons in terms of clinching a playoff spot. If they were to lose, however, which we all hope that doesn't happen, if you're a Falcons fan, this is the road to the playoffs. The Seahawks would need to lose to the Arizona Cardinals at home, because if the Seahawks beat the Cardinals, they'll have a better record than the Falcons, even though the Falcons own the head-to-head tiebreaker. Overall record comes before that. Carolina's also playing for something as well, right, Dave?
Yeah, and we don't want to talk about that last scenario you just described. You don't want to back into the playoffs. You know, win going in. Certainly that's what Atlanta's mindset going into this game is. But for Carolina, I think people think that, okay, they're just locked into maybe that fifth spot. Carolina's watching the scoreboard as well. If New Orleans were to lose and Carolina wins, they win the division. And further than that, if they're looking at the Rams lose and the Vikings lose, Carolina could actually jump all the way to the number 2 seed and host and be in a bye. So there's still a lot on the line. So if you're thinking that, oh, Carolina play half the no, they're coming into play all of it. They're trying to win the division and potentially jump all the way up. So I think that both teams, this is the way you want it, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you can throw 15 weeks out or 16 weeks. You can include the bye in there. Throw those games out now. You've got yourself in position. Everything's on the line this weekend.
All right, well, that's it for us on Game Preview. If you're coming to the game on Sunday, Coach Quinn has requested that you all be loud and get there early. He said New Year's Eve starts at 4:25, and Dave and I both agree. All right, that's it. We'll see you on Sunday.